Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to The Diplomat, brought to you by Newsweek. I'm your host, Jason Greenblatt. With tensions rising across the world, diplomacy is needed perhaps now more than ever. During my time as former White House Middle East envoy and as one of the chief architects of peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors, I've had the chance to witness the power of diplomacy firsthand, and today I would like to share that perspective with you. Shalom, salam, and welcome to The Diplomat. Today I have a really special guest, my daughter Vera, who just celebrated her 11th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And I'm here to talk about this thing that she does called squishy. She is a fanatic when it comes to making these stress balls, I guess, made out of ooblik and other items. Vera, come say hello.
Hi.
Vera's a little bit shy. Let's do better than that, Vera. Come say hello to my guests.
Hi.
Okay. Vera, tell me, why do you do these squishy things?
They're very fun to play with, and it's good when I'm doing homework.
And what do you use to make them? Tell us the procedure.
I use a balloon, and then inside the balloon, I stuff it with different things that are squishy. So I put sometimes slime in it. Sometimes I put ooblik and Arby's in it.
What's ooblik?
Ooblik is a mix of cornstarch and water. So it makes like this very hard thing, but once you like play with it, it gets soft and it's very good and squishy.
And what are Orbeez, did you say?
Yeah, Orbeez are these like little circle balls that you put in water. And then once you put it in water, it grows to be very big.
And what was the third option? Slime. Do you make your own slime?
Yeah.
How do you make slime?
I put glue and Tide.
Okay, so I also saw you watching a YouTube channel with a woman who sort of gives you tips on how to make these squishies. Fascinating. Can't say I watched it for more than 15 minutes, but it was a fascinating 15 minutes, and apparently she's made quite a business out of it. Let me ask you a question. I was watching everything she did, all the chemicals, all the, you know, the products, the plastic, the rubber, the this, the that. And I'm not denigrating, I'm not making fun of this hobby that you have. It's fascinating that you create this. I enjoy playing with them and you give them to me, though I seem to have a preference.
Some insides versus others.
But the one thing that I was left with after watching it was, this can't be good for the environment, right? All this waste and junk. What do you think about that?
I think that sometimes it's not good, but if you make a good squishy that like it's in a good balloon, it won't pop for a while, and I think that it will stay and be very useful. But if you're just making a squishy, like sometimes she did on her show, where she took slime, like squishy dares, and put candy in it just to throw it out right after the show, I don't think that that's good.
So you're into responsible squishiness.
Yes.
Okay. What's my favorite thing? I know that I really like some of the ones you've made, and I know other ones don't feel right for me. What's the inside that I like?
You like it with Orbeez and little other textures inside.
Softer, medium, hard?
You like medium.
Is that ooblik or is that something else?
It's like cloud dough slime.
And are you allowed to play with squishies in school?
It depends when. Some teachers let it and some teachers don't.
So some of the teachers don't like it. Why? Why do you think they don't like you playing with the squishy?
Well, some teachers don't like it because like sometimes it distracts kids, but if you really want to be using a squishy, teachers could see, and it helps you concentrate, teachers could see that it doesn't distract you and you don't distract other people by like using it inside of your desk.
And of those teachers that don't allow it, do you think they'd be open-minded enough to hear your argument, the argument you just made? Can you walk up to them and say, hey, you know, Mr. or Mrs. or Doctor or whatever their title is, can I tell you why I think we should be allowed to play with squishies in class? Would they listen to you?
I think that, like, yes, they would listen, but only if you actually try. Like, they might say that if you try first, then I will. But if I see that's distracting you or other people, then I'll take it away.
I think that's a fair answer. What do you think?
I think that it's a great answer.
So do you want to go to school tomorrow and talk to the teachers who aren't letting you use the squishies and see if they'll give you a chance?
All my teachers let me use them, so.
Ah, gotcha. Now I see you're playing with a squishy now. Tell me about this one.
This one is small and it has like just kind of powder inside.
It's a very cool color. How would you describe this color? I don't think I've ever seen it.
I think it's like a magenta pink.
Ah, magenta, magenta, cool. Do you think it helps with stress? I mean, for example, sometimes I find myself, if you left one on my desk, which you shouldn't, you should never leave stuff on my desk, honey. But sometimes when you leave stuff on my desk, I find that if I'm on a Zoom call, I just naturally grab it and play with it a little bit. So it seems to relax me a little bit. Is that what you find?
Yes.
How many would you say you've made in the last 2 months?
In the last 2 months, I've probably made 7.
And how many? They were all balloons?
Yeah, like 4 of them were bigger balloons, but.
And then how long do they typically last unless your brother's sort of rough with them?
Different kinds of balloons last longer, but they usually last like 4 months.
We have a dog named Delaware. Do you find that the dog Delaware grabs them and eats them, or do you find he's pretty respectful of your squishies?
I try to keep them away from him, but once he got one of my foam squishies and he teared it apart.
He tore it apart?
Yeah.
Tore, not teared, right? Okay. Any last words on squishy, Vera?
Nope.
Well, Vera Greenblatt, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Was it a pleasure to be here?
Yeah.
So say so.
It was a pleasure to be here.
I love you, kid.
Love you. Bye.